Right now, it's time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Waterbury Republican American. Of course, Ruth covers our area for the Republican American, and we're also lucky to have Ruth here on a Monday morning taking a look at some of the stories they've been covering and also that are coming up. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. I thought you were a little early today. Yeah. I had to run for the phone.
It just dawned on me. Oh, well, I can make I can make it up during the hourly newscast during the day.
Yeah, give us stock here and there.
Yeah.
Okay. Things are really revving up news-wise. It's spring, and that's what happens. We had the hearing for the Region 1 budget the other night, and basically nobody from the public showed up.
It's just amazing. It's just absolutely amazing.
$16 million, and it was school board people and administrators and staff, but
and people will complain.
Of course, yeah.
And I don't mind people complaining, but when you don't show up,
yeah. And it was easy this year. You just had to tune in virtually.
Yeah.
You didn't have to go to the high school or anything. And there were no comments, no questions. Sam Herrick, the business manager, went through the plan. As I said, $16 million, and the hearing, the referendum is May 3rd, Tuesday, in all six towns from noon to 8 p.m. So I hope people read it before they go and vote. We'll see. It's up just about 4% from the current year. And, they're trying to keep things down, but there are just certain contractual expenses and certain materials like heat and health insurance that just can't help it. So anyway, I think they tried and did as best as they could. Had an interview with Dr. Herko at Sharon Hospital. He's the president, and we're getting closer to the next phase in trying to shutter the labor and delivery wing of the hospital, which has everybody quite upset. And that's coming up pretty soon. And now they have applied a certificate of need to do away with the intensive care unit. For all intensive purposes, it's going to be an acuity care center where the beds are flexible. And as the hospital has said all along, they need to make these changes to keep it here, to have it survive. But, the public is really just very upset about what is happening to the hospital. And in that realm, the Cornwall Board of Selectmen put out a resolution opposing all these changes and supporting the vital services of the hospital. And I would assume, Marshall, that other towns are going to be doing the same thing.
I would think so. Mark Herko has and New Vance Health has booked an interview about every 2 weeks to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take away, now people are saying they're taking away the emergency room. They're not taking away the emergency room.
No.
But what they're taking away is a major part of the emergency room, mm-hmm. which is intensive care. And if you take away intensive care and maternity, basically all you have at the hospital is a place to go and get diagnosed if something happens to you, and then you get shipped right off. I mean, I just can't see, and this is going to take months and months once, to get these certificate of needs. There's two different certificate of needs.
Right.
And so this whole thing is going to take months and lots of testimony back and forth. So it's an important point for our area. It really is.
Absolutely. And yeah, he did keep stressing that they're not closing the emergency room, as people are saying, but it's going to have major effects. Residents, for our EMTs, for just every service you can think of. So it's a very emotionally charged issue and a very important one. We also had a very interesting meeting in Norfolk this week. The Department of Housing Commissioner Celia Mascara Bruno attended a meeting of the Regional Housing Council. There were people there from all the towns talking about their projects. It was at the Norfolk Hub, which is a fabulous site. It's a working space. I don't know if you've been there, Marshall, but it's a beautiful spot, open to all nonprofits and people to come and work there. She listened, and you know, she's been very supportive of all the affordable housing projects in the area, and there were some beautiful ones. Everybody talked about what they're doing, trying to do, hope to do, have done, and they were teasing her about hopefully she came with some money. They will be asking. Most of these towns are looking for grants to help bring their affordable housing plans to fruition. Everybody had really interesting projects, of course. Sarum Village is looking at doing a third phase of its units. Kent was there. Falls Village talking about Holly Place, River Road, just all the local ones as well. And it was very interesting. Jack Travers from Warren was there. They have no affordable housing virtually in Warren, and they're the state with the least amount the town with the least amount of affordable housing in the state. That tells you what this area needs and the problems facing it. So lots going on, and we look ahead to next week. Well, this week. Tonight is our...
this is a busy night tonight. There's lots of meetings tonight.
Special meeting at Sharon Board of Ed, I heard. There is the Falls Village doubleheader, Finance Board and Selectmen. They're going to be talking budgets. The Canaan Board of Finance meets on Wednesday at 7:30. And Career Day at Sharon Center School on Thursday. Also on Wednesday, the kids at Hotchkiss are going to be helping clean the Washington area as they do every year, cleaning up the trees and cutting stuff under the care of Tom Zetterstrom. And I can't imagine there isn't more. You've got more.
Well, like tonight, the Salisbury Pathways Committee meets at 5, but the Inland Wetlands Course and Watercourse Commission meets at 6:30 tonight. Tomorrow, they have a special Planning and Zoning Commission meeting in Salisbury. By the way, for people, Town Hall on the transfer station will be closed on Friday. Of course, they all will because it is...
Good Friday.
That is right. Like we said, the Falls Village meeting, I'm trying to look. In Cornwall, the Park and Rec meets tonight. They have the Housatonic River Commission meets. So it's a busy week. There's a lot of different things that are going on.
All kinds going on. In addition to holiday celebrations, and of course we had Easter egg hunts all weekend long in between the raindrops and the cold. So the season is upon us. It's busy time. Yeah.
And the Rotary Club was out this weekend with the help of area schools and different people.
Yes,
with their
yes.
day of service.
Yeah, I sort of missed that. I didn't get to see that, but and of course, lots of the towns are talking about re-upping their Memorial Day parades again. So I think that's going to happen if COVID stays at the levels it's at. I think we're going to see a lot more of in-person Memorial Day parades this year.
And once again, I just give kudos to the administration in Region 1. They had a very bad day last week that the most COVID cases, but they're handling it really well now.
Mm-hmm.
They've handled it well all along, but they're handling it really well. They check with the state, and they move forward. And you know what? You know when they're handling it right when you don't have complaints from the public. No, and you just know it, and the public is not complaining the way that they're handling it now.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. You're right, absolutely. Kudos to them. I hear about other school systems, and ours has really been on top of it and working very hard to keep the kids in school.
Well, I just feel so bad for the teachers, the administrators, and the students and stuff.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to get them back to just normal school.
Yeah.
You know, when you think of the kids that entered the school system in kindergarten 2 years ago, they haven't seen a normal school day yet.
Yeah, and talking to some people in the mental health area, and it has taken its toll, oh my gosh, on these young kids and teenagers. They've really, they don't know how to socialize, the little ones. It's really it's going to take a long time to come back.
Well, just imagine if you go to kindergarten and first grade and second grade and all of a sudden you get this, hopefully, eventually, this freedom that you've not had at all during your school life. It's I can't imagine the feelings that they're going to have.
Yeah, it's, as I said, it's a mental health portion of this, besides the physical, is huge.
I mean, I was a social child from day one.
We know that, Marshall.
I got in trouble in kindergarten. So,
we had an interesting. They're going to be flying flags in Cornwall. I don't know if you saw that on the Cornwall Green. The selectmen have decided to put up flags for Pride as well as Ukraine for during the month of June, which is rather unique. I think there are probably a lot of Ukrainian flags going up, but
there's a
doing
place,
both.
There's a place in Millerton that you can go, make a donation to the nonprofits that are supporting Ukraine, and they've got signs and they've got banners and they've got stuff like that.
It's right wonderful.
On, it's right on Main Street.
It's always the northwest corner, you know, gets out there for when needed and supportive. Yep.
All right. Well, Ruth, it's a busy weekend.
It's a very busy week, but
at least you're going to have nice weather.
Glad you got me up earlier. And
that's right. And you're going to have nice weather this week.
Oh, I hope so. It was freezing yesterday out of the Easter egg hunt. So
yeah,
let's hope
we had
for some nice weather. And happy Easter and happy Passover to all the listeners.
That's it. I'll be eating some gefilte fish this week.
Oh, good for you. I'm happy to hear that.
I'm one of the few people in the world that likes gefilte fish.
Yeah, well, we'll be chomping on matzah. So.
All right, Ruth.
Okay, Marshall, take care.
Take care. Ruth Epstein and the Republican American Report here on Robinhood Radio. You can find her work in the Republican American newspaper online at rep-am.com and right here on Robinhood Radio. Just go to robinhoodradio.com, click on demand, click on the Republican American Report with Ruth Epstein.